This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, it's comp pick day, baby. Cowboys adding some compensatory picks. NFL News of the Day is coming up right now. We will talk with Calvin Watkins of the Dallas Morning News, who covers your Dallas Cowboys. Get us ready for NFL free agency, which is probably going to be very quiet, but you never know. You never know. We do have Ranger spring training going on. Brian, you are pointing at the screen. What is happening?
We got a Ranger home run, but our camera, I couldn't see who it was.
Oh, I'll find out.
It was, here we go, 32, was it Evan?
It was Josh Hamilton. No, it's Evan Carter.
It was Evan Carter.
Yeah.
Evan Carter just
hit
a home run.
We had another Evan Carter homer. Holy moly.
Hit it right. I couldn't tell. It's one of those things that they're filming with, like, two cameras. So I couldn't tell it. I think that's Evan Carter.
No, it's Wyatt Langford.
Was it Langford?
Yeah, Wyatt Langford just homered. It's now 2-1.
Okay.
Carter was hitting right before Wyatt Langford. He popped out. But a solo bomb for Wyatt Langford, who we will talk about when we go around the bases at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
We've got one insider who's already saying, Wyatt Langford might be too good not to make your opening day roster. So, Wyatt, indeed.
I had a guy in the Major League Baseball tell me that he thinks he's Freddie Freeman.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's that type of player.
That's awesome.
I hope it works out that
man,
way.
Man, but Wyatt going
this guy was
yard.
Right about Jonah Heim.
Here
so.
We go. Yeah. 2-1, Royals ahead of your Rangers as they play in the bottom of the fourth inning, one out. And right now we got Jared Walsh, who might end up having to start opening day at first base with the injury to Nathaniel Lowe. If you missed it, that's right here on your home of the World Series champion Texas Rangers. Nathaniel Lowe with a right oblique strain, expected to miss probably about a month, but hopefully we'll be back very, very soon. Zach Wolchuk alongside Brian Broaddus, Lucius Alexander, Carter Freeman hanging out with you. Hour number two of the G-Bag Nation live from Market Hall, the Dallas Boat Show right off of Stemmons.
Come get
on
you
by
some here.
And check out your dream boat or whatever you want to do, man. It's a party. It really, really is. It's a blast out here. They've got a lot of awesome boats that are just directly behind us. We talked about the Bassmaster earlier. That thing's sick. We got a Sylvan that's right behind us right now that looks really cool. I talked about the Sea Ray that I saw, the Malibu.
This boat behind us here, what I understand, is $500,000 boat.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. It's massive.
Yeah.
How many people do you think this could fit? Six?
Probably six.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The boats they have here are insane.
Yeah, $500,000 boat. So my lake house is sitting behind me here somewhere right now.
Yeah, it is. It is.
I wish that was my lake house.
There you go. Hey, you'll be on the lake soon enough, so come on out. It's a blast. We love you. Eric Chiafalo, of course, hanging out with the family on vacation this week. Gavin Dawson getting those big dubs with the Dallas Surf, coaching his daughter's soccer team today. Massive tournament that they've got going on. But let's dive right into your NFL news of the day. I'll tell you about those comp picks. The Cowboys got the 39th pick in the fifth round, which will be 173 overall, and then the 41st pick in the sixth round, 216. So the Cowboys adding a fifth and a sixth.
Not bad.
And honestly, Brian, I do feel as though the odds of them adding a fourth are high, because I think they're going to try and slide down. I don't know if it's the first round or the second, but you know they're going to try and want to recoup an extra pick in here as well.
We talked about that potential Buffalo trade, man, and that makes a lot of sense. When you're talking about the 99th selection, and that's the end of the third round, and the day three is when, man, day three we always call the scouts day. And so I'll tell you what, man, if they could somehow get that 99th pick, That's right before the opening of that. Because they don't have a pick right now in the fourth round.
No, they don't.
And I'd love to have a pick in the fourth round.
Yeah.
I mean, we'd all would. But hopefully they could find a way to manipulate this. And if they have to move back a couple of spots to get it, maybe somebody wants to get one of these offensive tackles. I know Dallas is in the offensive tackle market as well. So maybe somebody – you never want to trade away from a player. You would feel terrible that if you did and they're like, oh, maybe we could get
this
guy. And then they take your guy. Then you just completely – it ruins the rest of your day. But hopefully they can find a way to recoup that pick. But, man, to get a 5 and a 6 at a compensatory – I'm digging that right now.
Well, you think of the way free agency is going to go this year for the Cowboys. We'll talk with Calvin about that on the other side. But Dorrance Armstrong probably gone. Fowler probably gone. Tony Pollard, does he sign elsewhere? Tyler Biadasz. The Cowboys are in line to get a lot of comp picks this time next year. They could be really stealing. Now we got I do want to give a shout-out to the 214. My son Dash is 8 today. Happy birthday, Dash.
Happy birthday.
He's been a Tolo since he was 4. I don't know what happened the first 4 years there, Pops. But happy birthday, Dash.
Hey, how about can I give a shout-out to
somebody else? That's a cool name, too, by the way, Dash.
Dash is a cool name.
Dash is a dope name, bro.
You were way ahead of me on that one, Dash. But my dad will be 85 tomorrow. So happy birthday, Big Larry.
Yes, Papa Broadus.
Papa Broadus will be 85 years old tomorrow.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah.
Now, here's some news within the division. Russell Wilson met with the Steelers, but he also spoke with the New York Giants in what is being quoted as an exploratory meeting with Russell Wilson. We've had all the reports come in. The Giants are a team. They do love Rome Odunze. They want a receiver. But they're also supposedly fed up and done with Daniel Jones. Maybe they view Russell Wilson as a potential candidate to come in, depending on what the money looks like there. But interesting, Russell Wilson meeting with a team within the NFC East.
Yeah, I mean, maybe with Russ with the right place might, you know, there were times where he was really, really good. And then I think to me, the thing that I worry about Russ is how he just let Sean Payton it was like there was no fight about it. He's just like, okay, fine. You don't like me. You don't want me to, want me here anymore. I mean, he just kind of backed up is what he did. And I didn't see, like, a veteran quarterback. You would think that if Sean Payton's getting in his face, that you would see a little fight back. And I just – that bothered me. But, I mean, there's things that Russ can do. But like I say, the Giants are in a situation where, you know, with Daniel Jones, boy, that was a huge mistake. You know, Tommy Cutlets was a guy there for a while.
Oh, Tommy Cutlets, passing Faisano.
Yeah, it just seemed like that they were running guys through there, and none of it was working.
All right, let's – because Sean Payton's apparently – there's a lot of reports. Now, this is a lying
season. Sean
Payton's
a mean guy.
Yeah, okay.
He's mean.
I'm glad you said that.
He's mean.
Because it does seem like he's got a little bit of fiery attitude.
He does.
Well, it can be a little bit of the B word sometimes.
Yep.
But he loves J.J. McCarthy. Are some of the reports that are coming out. Now, the sources in which you're saying this, I think you take with a grain of salt. Like I've mentioned Tony Pauline before. Tony Pauline's a guy
this is a Tony Pauline story?
It's not just from Pauline, though, which is why I think maybe it's got some legs. But J.J. McCarthy is the hot name. We talked with Dane Brugler about this yesterday, too. Mel Kiper was on his ESPN podcast along with Field Yates. What is he hearing about J.J. McCarthy?
Caleb won. Let's eliminate any discussion about Jaden maybe overtaking Caleb. I don't think that's happening. Jaden settles in 2. Drake May, J.J. McCarthy is a battle. I think that's legitimate. I'm talking this morning to people before the show, and all I hear is J.J. McCarthy.
Wow.
J.J. McCarthy is so smart, so tough, athletic. He almost, because of what he was protected in doing, because they didn't let him carry the offense, has benefited from that because it adds some mystery to it. He's kind of old school quarterback. You know, didn't throw it 40, 50 times. It wasn't on him just throwing all these bubble screens and all over the place. Bottom line is J.J. McCarthy could overtake Drake May. Could, possibly.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks like Field. I am 12 to Denver. People look say, he's going to top 10. Somebody maybe Jim Harbaugh trades off of 5. You guys were talking about a trade Field, I know, with the Chargers, right? And others were talking about a trade, Jordan Reed. And maybe they do. Maybe Jim allows somebody to jump up and get his quarterback.
Maybe he does. That would make some sense. Harbaugh throwing his guy a little bit of a bone. But I don't know. I don't really see it like some of these other guys are with J.J. McCarthy. Now, I've mentioned this before. If Sean Payton decides who's got the quarterback eye, J.J. McCarthy's the real deal. I'll have to go back and rewatch some of the tape. Third downs, J.J. McCarthy was pretty good on. And we did mention the Ohio State game 2 years ago. They came out, they asked him to air it out, and he did so. The majority of the time, though, he is asked to play within the offense. It is not a lot of pushing the ball down the field. It is handing it off to Blake Corum and Donovan Edwards. And it just goes to show you the difference in opinion on these guys. Because on the Ross Tucker podcast, Greg Cosell, who's been doing this a long time, he gave his opinion on what he sees with the Michigan quarterback, J.J. McCarthy.
I would view McCarthy more as a developmental prospect. And I think he's got some clear concerns. You know, I think that playing at Michigan and playing their style of offense, he was an efficient system player. I don't think he has any special throwing ability. He does have good athleticism. He certainly can play extend. I don't know if he's a play creator. He can extend, and he can run for a first down, no question. So I think that there'll be legitimate questions about his ability to function effectively in muddied and noisy pockets with bodies around him. He did not really show on tape the kind of pocket movement you'd like to see to navigate and reset. He's not an off-platform thrower.
Not at all.
I don't think his arm is real strong. You know, I think that at times he labored to drive the ball. The ball does not really jump off his hand. Just based on film, okay, I did not see him as a first-round type player in terms of just traits and talent.
I would agree with Greg Cosell's assessment on that. That's similar to what I saw from the guy.
Yeah, I think Greg has got him pretty well taken care of. I know you and I love Michael Penix.
Yes, we do.
And so I'm trying to figure out of that second tier group of when you look at these quarterbacks, you know, McCarthy, Nix, I've got May in that group too. I'm not a
yeah. You're down on. You are. You don't like.
There's a side of me. There's a side of me, and I always preach to people: trust your eyes.
Yeah.
Trust what you're seeing. If you're in this evaluations of these quarterbacks, usually your first indication or inclination of the player is the right one. And I just feel like to me I would much rather have, you know, these guys like with the Williams, of course, Daniels. And I'm not talking about Daniels at LSU because I'm an alum. He's a legitimate NFL quarterback, in my opinion.
He can win from the pocket, but he's done it for 2 years. Yeah, he also has Lamar Jackson type of running ability.
He's elusive. He's accurate. He's tough. He's smart. I mean, there's so many things about his game that check boxes. And I think the thing with McCarthy, I think maybe that Greg might be a little tough on him, but I do understand some of the concerns that he does have.
Yeah. Now, it's interesting, the Patriots, they're open to trading Mac Jones. Teams have been calling them and doing work on the former starter Mac Jones. Huh. I wonder if San Francisco would be one of those teams. Like, they seem very content with Brock Purdy, but they were linked to Mac Jones during that entire draft process that ended up going with Trey Lance. I wonder who is the teams that would be calling about Mac Jones. Find that interesting because he has not looked very good.
You know, it was funny because I was talking to some people that knew what was going on with Mac Jones in that whole thing during the draft. And I remember this very vividly that they were like, you know, hey, we really do like Mac Jones. We think about Mac Jones with, you know, potentially the second overall pick. San Francisco got scared of the backlash.
Which is so weird.
I thought it was weird, too.
Because they went ahead and benched Trey Lance for a seventh rounder.
I had two different guys tell me in the league that, like, listen, they were going to draft Mac Jones. And they were worried about the potential backlash.
So who, would that be a John Lynch, a Shanahan, the owner?
They just all of a sudden, like when people started talking, that's where you get, that's where it's really, really tough when you're sitting in those rooms and you just, you have this conviction for a player. And then all of a sudden everybody starts rallying and you're going, wait a minute, is this legit? Are we thinking about this guy the wrong way? And they pivoted away from him. But Mac Jones was going to be a 49er until all that got out.
Man, that's another quarterback that's out there. Patriots didn't agree to terms with tight end Hunter Henry on a new 3-year contract today. Brandon Graham of the Eagles says he's got faith in getting a deal done for a 15th season in Philly. That's after Jason Kelce retired. It appears Brandon Graham would like to run it back for at least another season with the Bird Turds. The Chiefs have re-signed linebacker Drew Tranquil to a 3-year, $19 million deal. One of the more underrated linebackers in the NFL. Made 8 tackles in the AFC Championship game against the Ravens. Was really all over the field. But this is a super sad story, man. And I don't know, does the NFL need to reevaluate? You talked all week leading up to that Chiefs-Dolphins game. They love the snow games.
Yeah.
But the temperatures ended up being life-threatening.
Yes.
And there are a large number of Kansas City Chiefs fans now that it's been reported need amputations after they were freezing during the AFC wildcard game. Could be a toe, could be a finger, you know, maybe just, but it was negative 20 to negative 20 degrees. And at some point, you've got to think about hypothermia, frostbite. Is this worth it to still play a football game for our players and our fans that are paying money to go to the event?
It's tough. And you're right. The NFL, they love the game that involves cold, and they love the game that involves snow. Because what happens, it builds, it continues to feed the legends of the importance of these games. You know, when we still talk about the Ice Bowl.
Yeah.
We still see
the Tuck Rule game with Brady and the Raiders.
Yeah, the Tuck. You know, we see things. These are games that live on in history, you know, and the league, they don't have time for their whole deal is bundle up, we're playing, you know, we don't care.
They were mad that Buffalo canceled the Steelers game and they had to move that.
The snow game, yeah. I mean, that is something that is very, to them, they do not want to cancel. But you know, the governor of New York is like, no, we're not playing the game in Buffalo when people's lives could be on the line. And the NFL is like, well, wait, why? Why? You know, but you know, it took a government official to go in there and tell the NFL, we're not playing today. So they think it's such a big part of the history of the sport and what that does, and they don't have time for your frostbite.
Well, 817 BS. Those fans didn't dress for the weather. They played a high school championship game at Rich Stadium in Buffalo in '89, and the kickoff temperature was -2, and they were kids. Fans don't have to go. The frostbite is solely on the fans from the 901.
So yeah, you don't want to miss the games, though.
No.
But I will agree to
– it's the first time I've ever thought about that.
I will agree with the texter that's talking about you need to prepare for this.
You absolutely do.
You do. If
these are people that are going shirtless, you know, then I don't feel sorry
if you
for
have,
them.
If, you know, and how do you live in Buffalo, New York, and not have enough gear? That's what I want.
Kansas City.
I'm sorry, Buffalo, Kansas City. You're right. Yeah. The kids in Kansas City. You're right. How can you live in Kansas City and St. Louis are the freeze and fry states or the cities. You know, you're either going to freeze or you're going to fry in the summertime. It's just that's the way those cities being in the Midwest. Mm. But I don't know how you go to live in the Midwest. And again, I live 5 years in Green Bay. You have gear. You make sure you have the right gear if you're going to be parts of those contests.
All right, we're partying here at the Dallas Boat Show Market Hall. It's an awesome event. Come hang out. G-Bag Nation here until 7 p.m. right off of Stemmons. Your dream boat is waiting. We will see you here. We're literally right as you walk in through the front door. You can come over, say what's up to us, and go check out all the awesome boats that they've got. Let's go ahead and catch up with Calvin Watkins. Covers the Cowboys for the Dallas Morning News. What's the latest on the Zach Martin restructuring? Dak Prescott, the fill-in replacement for Tyron Smith. All Cowboy content with Calvin next on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Hanging out at the Dallas Boat Show here at Market Hall. It is the G-Bag Nation. Zach Wolchuk alongside Brian Broda. Shout out to Ruben. Doing an excellent job right now. Kansas City up 3-1 now on the Rangers. Another dong ball for the Royals. By the way, that Wyatt Langford homer that he hit in the fifth was off of former World Series champion Texas Ranger Will Smith. So how about that? A little friendly fire there. Well, I guess now he's the enemy. But let's turn our attention to the D&M Leasing Hotline. The great Calvin Watkins of the Dallas Morning News joining us here in the Nation. Calvin, how are you, sir? And are you all in?
I don't know what that means, but yeah, I'm all in. Sure.
I think we're all still asking, what the hell does that even mean? Jerry kind of backtracked that. Well, I know it's a couple weeks now, or really a week removed, but what were some of the things that you really took away from your conversation with Jerry on the bus?
Jerry's the best. the biggest thing I took is, they didn't meet Dak Prescott's agent. They didn't meet CeeDee Lamb's agent, which was surprising. They didn't seem to be in a big hurry to get these deals done. I believe they will take care of Dak. I believe they will take care of CeeDee. But it was just surprising to me they didn't meet with their agents at the combine. He even hinted that he wouldn't mind giving Mike McCarthy a contract extension, which was kind of surprising. I think he was trying to deflect from the fact that, you know, a majority of his coaches are in the last year of their deals, including the newly hired defensive coordinator, Mike Zimmer. Those are the biggest things I got from Jerry at the combine. But he was in great spirits, as always.
Hey, Calvin, I don't want to even talk about the Cowboys. What do you think about Jake Paul and Mike Tyson fighting at AT&T Stadium?
Yeah, man.
Because you're a boxing expert. You and Lucius Alexander are my boxing guys. So what do you think about the Jake Paul fight and Mike Tyson?
I was very surprised when I got the email, and I called someone at the Cowboys, and I said, hey, I want to make sure this email is right. You got Mike Tyson, Jake Paul, AT&T. I want to make sure I got it right. And that's probably the only time I've called the Cowboys after they sent out an email. I don't know what's going on with Jake Paul. He's like a YouTuber. You guys probably know more than me about him.
Sure.
I know a lot about Mike Tyson. I think Mike Tyson and Jake Paul are friends, I think. I think Mike's podcast, Hot Boxing, Jake Paul was a guest on there maybe last year or something like that. You know, hey, people trying to earn a living, and who am I to criticize that? So I will say this. it wouldn't surprise me if they got 70,000 people into AT&T Stadium for that
sure.
fight.
Sure.
It's gonna be a fantastic show. It would not surprise me at all if when tickets go on sale, they're gonna be gone pretty quickly.
All right, I'll come back to the Cowboys then. I'm sorry about that. I thought you were going to offer me some really great insight there, but okay.
You
owe me a cigar. You owe me a cigar for that insight you just gave me. Yeah, I touted you as a boxing analyst guy, and you did. Mm-hmm. I didn't get anything out of that. So
one thing I will say, when Mike Tyson was fighting Lennox Lewis, they were looking for a location.
Yeah.
And he thought about having it here in Dallas.
Right.
And at that time, Tyson had some legal issues in the past or whatever. And they were trying to have the fight maybe here in Dallas, maybe at the American Airlines Center or somewhere. And they didn't have it here. And Dickie Cole, God rest his soul, who was the commissioner of Texas Boxing Commission back then, said, all boxers are not, you know, Boy Scouts. So let's go have it. And they never had to fight here. So
right. It'd
be interesting to see if Tyson would be 58 when they have the fight July 20th, if he can get licensed in, which I think he will.
Okay. Were you surprised at Tyron Smith, that whole situation right there? And did Tyron Smith play so well last year that when the Cowboys circle back to try and say, listen, we like this pay-for-play situation, did Tyron Smith balk on that, or did the Cowboys, which side do you feel like didn't like the situation the most?
I think Tyron Smith didn't like the compensation part.
Sure.
The load management to play, I think Tyron was good with that, and I think the Cowboys were good with it. When it came to the compensation, the money, Tyron Smith wanted some money, more money. I have no problem with that. And the Cowboys were like, nah, we're going to pass, which doesn't surprise me. I've always thought this was Tyron Smith's last year with the Cowboys. I've always believed that.
So I know you've been doing some mock drafting, and you had an article out recently.
What?
I love a good Calvin Watkins mock draft. So you think they're going tackle there at 24. Are you not buying into maybe the possibility of Tyler Smith kicking out to tackle?
You know, every time I ask the Cowboys about Tyler Smith, they go, we don't know.
Mm.
And three of the Cowboys' best players.
Is that all your questions you ask them? We don't know.
We don't know.
We don't
know. What's all in me?
We don't know. That's all they say. We don't know. We don't know. We don't know nothing. We don't know nothing. Well, I know why you don't win a championship, because y'all don't know what y'all doing.
Let them know, Calvin.
I think three of the Cowboys' best players, Trayvon Diggs, Micah Parsons, CeeDee Lamb, not in necessarily that order, all three of those players fell to them in some fashion, right?
Yes.
So you don't know what's going to happen at 24. So I think that's why they're not sure what to do.
Right.
If say you get the best center guard at 24, well, okay, maybe you draft him and then you go. That's your answer with Tyler Smith. Or you say, well, maybe we need a starting center. Maybe you put him at center, you know, because Tyler Biotis is not going to come back.
Sure.
So I think there's going to be a lot of tackles in the draft. Right. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to ask Broadus, do you trust a rookie left tackle in this big year for Mike McCarthy? So that's the other issue here. So I think they really don't know, but there's going to be a lot of tackles in the first round. I think maybe 10 tackles, 10 offensive linemen, I should say, will go in the first round, because some of those tackles can go inside and play guard. And there might be three or four good center guards, you know, that might go in the first round. So they have a lot of good options there, but I think they'll be okay at 24 if they get a tackle or a guard.
Yeah, I think, you know, Calvin, the one thing they've proven is first-round guys plug and play. They go. Don't ever question them taking an offensive lineman the first round and that guy not being a plug-and-play player. I mean, that's the one thing I kind of – I wanted to ask you, Calvin, when you guys had a chance to go have that sit-down lunch with McCarthy, was he any different – this time around than other times, or was he more relaxed? Is he accepting his potential fate? Did you get anything out of how he was interacting with you guys?
Don't tell anybody this. This is a secret between us, okay?
Of course.
Safe space. I wasn't at the luncheon.
Oh.
I was in Los Angeles with my son. However,
okay.
Everyone who was there enjoyed the lovely lunch that they had at the Cowboys Club. It was like almost 3 hours.
Yeah.
They said Mike was very relaxed.
Okay.
And forthcoming with information, willing to talk, and that kind of thing. So from my understanding, from people who were at the luncheon,
okay,
Mike was cool. Mike was really cool. And it kind of reminded me of how he was at the end of the regular season when, you know, there was talk about, hey, you know, you make a deep playoff run, you're going to get a contract extension, right?
Right.
And, you know, you're going to get 2 home playoff games and all this kind of stuff. And he was really relaxed, like, I'm not worried about it. You know, people close to Mike had told me he felt like he had all the leverage in the world.
Sure.
You know, because, you know, you win 2 playoff games, NFC Championship games, Jerry's going to pay you, right?
Right.
Obviously didn't happen. And so he's still relaxed about this kind of thing. And that's good for him because, as he has said repeatedly, hey, I'm a grown man and I can handle this.
Calvin, you've been around, of course, the Cowboys for a long time and then other organizations as well. The thought of culture and the Cowboys having culture issues, the Dalton Schultz clip from Pat McAfee just went viral. What's your opinion on all of that stuff and maybe why they've struggled to have championship success over nearly 3 decades now?
You know, it's kind of funny because Micah Parsons talked about culture and Dalton Schultz. And I felt where they were coming from a little bit. And Troy Aikman had said something similar, like, man, it's kind of hard when you're practicing and you got like 50 people walking by the practice field on a tour, you know? So it is a weird dynamic. The media here is hard on them, like New York. But it's just what it is. You say, well, are the Cowboys all in football? Well, Brian Broaddus was asking me a question about the boxing match at AT&T Stadium.
You know, because I knew I wasn't going to get the answer I wanted about the football team. That's why I asked you that boxing question.
I'm with you 100% on that. And then there's another. I got another email from them about the rodeo or something that's going on. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. So you wonder, you know, like I covered the Jets, right?
Sure.
For one season, there were no tours going on around there, and they lose games, and they're just as bad as anybody.
Yeah.
So I don't believe there's a culture problem. I think you have to be able to handle the distractions better. Like, they're distractions in New York. That means they got like 9 people to cover the Jets and Giants.
Yeah.
You know, I just think Micah Parsons, if you're talking about culture, when the off-season program starts in April, your ass better be there at the Star.
Sure.
Because last year you were in Austin.
Right.
So don't talk about culture. You're not there day one.
Hey,
you know,
Calvin.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. Calvin, you know, my experience of working at the Star, it's unique. It's different. But, you know, but Dalton Schultz made it look like people had their hands up on the glass peering in and all that. Let me tell you what. Those
I've
never people.
Seen that.
No, those people who run those tours, they, if you're walking down the hall, they stop the tour. They go, could you please move to the side, please? Thank you. You know, if you touch the glass, you knock, they will kick your ass out of there so fast, you know. And I've seen Jerry Jones be part of the tour. Like, he comes walking up on part of the tour, and people are, like, amazed. And, you know, as you get used to it. You get used to it. You know what you would do? You say hello, and people appreciate the fact. And they tell those people that you're not supposed to respond unless you're responded to. You know, unless if somebody – I mean, there are strict rules that they deal with. Dalton Schultz made it sound like that people are just walking around while he's taking a shower, checking him out. And that's not factual. That's just not factual. There are specific.
I don't know what he's talking about.
The one thing that I always felt somewhat uncomfortable with was I was like, would be eating lunch, you know, and people walking by, and you could hear him say, oh, that's Brian Broaddus. So, and then you're like, hi, how's it going? You just acknowledge them, you know, and they move on and stuff like that. But he made it sound like that it's just like, hey, throw the garage door open, the keg's over in the corner, and just kind of like peer in anything you want to do. You know, and I think that's where, to me, and you said it best, you have to have a certain mentality to play for the Dallas Cowboys. And maybe that's the problem when they get to the point where the playoffs and all that, the pressure that they have to deal with, that they can't handle that as players because they're so worried about who's looking through the weight room glass at them instead of worrying about covering that tight end up the field against the Green Bay Packers.
That's true. It is a weird dynamic. I do remember, it might have been 2 years ago, they had a practice at the Stars outside. And you guys have been out there. You know, the Cowboy Club is right there. People can watch practice.
Yes.
And but that doesn't happen. That doesn't happen probably for 31 other teams.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And it was interesting because I was a Cowboys fit is right there, too, on the edge there. And I happened to look up, and there was a dude standing there, you know, in a bathrobe, and then his bare feet, watching practice. He probably came out of the sauna.
Oh,
let's see what's going on. He wasn't causing the – he was just standing there watching.
Yeah.
So he wasn't causing no problems. He's just – but those kinds of things don't happen in Kansas City or Pittsburgh or San Francisco or Miami. Now, look.
But I'll tell you what. There's probably 31 other teams that would think about doing it, though. The way that Jerry continues to
make money,
what he's doing is he's delivering on the promise of the people at the Star. He's delivering. Mm-hmm. He's delivering to his sponsors. He's delivering to the fan base. You know, he's delivering things. He is making it about. You know why you follow my football team? Because you get to go down the hallway and see Calvin Watkins going to practice, or you get to see Dak Prescott going to lunch. That's why people love this football team, because of the access. Look at their .com stuff.
Yeah.
Their .com numbers kill everybody. You know why? They have more access than anybody else. They get to talk about their team the way. Jerry's just delivering on the experience. That's what he's doing.
The reason why these other owners won't do that. And I learned this from the report cards that the NFLPA released.
Yeah.
A lot of these owners are cheap.
Yes.
Like the Kansas City Chiefs won the last two Super Bowls, I think.
Right,
and the
yeah.
owner is ranked dead last.
Yeah.
Because he's too cheap. He promised them after he won the Super Bowl the previous year, I would upgrade the locker room. And he didn't. And they said, why? And he goes, well, the season went too long. Last I checked, they're not playing the Super Bowl in Kansas City, you know. So a lot of these owners don't want to invest the way Jerry Jones has invested into the community in terms of practice facilities.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
There was like Cincinnati, and Brian knows this because he was a scout for a long time.
Oh, Spindley Field, whatever that thing was. That thing was on a toxic dump.
Yeah.
People were getting sick.
Man. Calvin, last thing, because I know we're up against it, I do want to get your take on Tony Pollard. Do you think he's back? Do the Cowboys even have money to afford him?
I was told Pollard would be open to returning for less money. It just depends on – so say he gets a two-year, $20 million deal from Team X, and the Cowboys offer $18 million. Well, what's $2 million? So he might come back. It's kind of something like that, but they want him to come back. But, you know, as Brian knows – you can always find a way to make something happen. And
sure.
That's what the Cowboys did today. They created $13 million in cap space when they restructured Zach Martin's contract. They're going to restructure Trayvon Diggs at some point and Terrence Steele to get more money, get more space. So it will happen.
Calvin, you're awesome, man. We always love getting to talk ball with you. Have a good time. Enjoy the weekend, sir. We'll talk with you soon, I'm sure.
Hey, you guys have a great time at the boat show.
We will.
Hey, yeah, brush up on your boxing, bro. The next time we bring you on, I don't want you to be a stiff. Okay?
What a Logan Paul scouting reporter and Jake Paul reporter, whatever the hell it is.
You're supposed to know about boxing, Calvin. What the hell was that?
I don't know. I'm caught up in looking at three techniques right now.
There he goes. Calvin Watkins here on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Of course, segment brought to you by the carsforkids.org, and we love Cars for Kids. We got a home run, another one for the Rangers. We'll tell you about that on the other side. Also, biggest L, biggest dub, 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some victories lately? Where have you taken some L's as well? That's next on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Thank you, Lucius. Still hanging out here until 7 o'clock. Dallas Boat Show, Market Hall, right off of Stemmons. Seen a lot of people walking out. Somebody walked out with a surfboard. Another person with a wakeboard. Awesome water sport activities that they've got here, and all the water sport things that you can purchase if you need for your boat, attachments, but also all the amazing different types of boats that they've got here as well that you can check out, whether it's the Sea Ray, the Malibu that's up over there. We've got some Jerry Whittle boats that are right behind us. I mean, it's really
exceptional. Jerry Whittle is a longtime Dallas boat store. Like when I was a kid, going out, my family had a place out in at Lake Dallas there in Highland Village, and we used to drive by Jerry Whittle's boats. Matter of fact, it's like the nautical mile, that road on 75 that leads from you never saw those all those boats?
Yes.
Yeah, when you're
going.
Yeah,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, it's called the nautical mile.
Okay.
Jerry Whittle is a boat company, and I think we're into our third generation of Whittle boat people now.
That's badass, dude.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, the Whittle fans.
How about so it's Trey about Whittle now? Is Trey Whittle? Trey Whittle now.
It's Trey Whittle.
Yes, Trey Whittle.
The third. All right, let's do biggest L, biggest dub, 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some personal victories lately? Where have you taken some L's along the way? Because it's time for this. Big dub, we'll catch up with Tim Cato of The Athletic. Talk Mavs coming up at the top of the hour. I did take a big dub, told you guys about it earlier in the week. My baby girl Eliza got off the oxygen there at the NICU. That's huge. I mean, she's now every day she's making more progress. They're now working on the feeding.
Mac's in the line somewhere? Mac somewhere?
Yeah, somewhere.
Yeah, we're going to get Big Mac in
here. Will. Hopefully, the double Big Mac, maybe.
Double Big Mac.
No teeth or anything. She can go ahead and put that thing down, man.
Big Mac.
But she was able to drink half a bottle yesterday. So, I mean, that's one of the things. She's 7 weeks premature. Mm. So they've got to get down now that she's breathing on room air. The breathing while also, swallowing the milk and then also handling the bottle as well. So it's new to her.
Those doctors and nurses are amazing.
It's amazing. They really are. Shout out to Medical
C2.0. Yeah.
They've been fantastic. Megan was our nurse last night. She was brilliant. So all good news so far there on the baby front.
Music works on that boat.
Yeah. That's what they keep doing. If you keep hearing that. One of the boats behind us, they keep trying to check out the speakers on there, and
that's a party.
Loud.
That's a party boat. That's
man.
That is made for Party Cove, right there.
Yeah, that's Lucius's pontoon boat back there.
That Party Cove, absolutely. We don't need no speaker boxes or anything.
No,
that thing is going to let everybody party with.
Got some speakers on it for sure.
903 said Big L for our safety guy at work. Last week he chopped his thumb off with our metal bending machine. It's on his dominant hand, and he's a semi-pro cornhole player. That is goodness.
No, that's not good.
That is awful. We did have an L though for our guy Ruben Portillo, who's out here. Ruben, what happened to you?
Yeah, my biggest L was probably losing my car keys at the station.
Oh no.
Yeah, so I had to be up here till it was on Tuesday, so I had to be up here at till 8 p.m. And I found it the next day.
So were you just searching all over the place and you couldn't find them?
Yeah, I just couldn't find them. I checked
and
my office.
Did somebody come pick you up or did you just Uber home?
I was thinking about Ubering home. It was about $30. I live in Mansfield, so I was
Oh, that's far.
Yeah. And so
where'd you find them?
So they were actually in the showroom downstairs.
Oh, dang, man.
So my sister dropped off the spare key at the station. Lucky for her, I got home safely. But the next day, you know, Jaime, he's like, hey, did you lose something? He's like, yeah, those are my keys. Thanks.
That's crazy. Man. Big dub for this better. Turned $25 into $100K after he hit a long shot NBA three-pointer parlay. Went Wendell Carter, two or more threes. Jaylen Brown, three or more. Herbert Jones, three or more. Josh Hart, Cade Cunningham, and Michael Porter Jr. to hit four or more threes. They
all hit. Got them all.
25 into $102,000. That is a big-time dub right there. Big L for our F1 fans, and I know we got several because anytime we talk about it, people will text in. I don't know if you saw this. We got the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix. They were actually doing
Jeddah.
Some of the qualifying, right, to find out who's going to – the starting spots in the grid while I was prepping for the show today. Carlos Sainz is not going to be racing for Ferrari. Yes. diagnosed with appendicitis. He is going to require surgery. So it will be Oliver Bierman who's going to step in and play.
18 years old.
That is nuts.
Yeah, he's
dude.
Oliver is a an F2 driver. He's in their program, their juniors program. And how about him? He gets to step up. Matter of fact, he practiced in the top 10. So that just goes to show you that Lewis Hamilton might be getting into a pretty good race car if all of a sudden it, you know, a young kid can jump into a car and it top 10 right off the truck. But it should be exciting. The Saudi Arabian Grand Prix, though, there in Jeddah, though, it's along the ocean. It's a beautiful setting. It's one of the fastest tracks in Formula One.
Is it like second to Monaco?
Monaco is a lot more of the turns and twists and stuff like that through the street. This is a street course, of course.
Okay.
But it's got these long straightaways.
Okay.
And then it, you just go flying into the corner. So, yeah.
That's fun.
You're going to see some incredible speeds. This might be a weekend, though, that the Red Bulls aren't as good. And maybe they'll see some a little bit closer racing. But Red Bull is, you know, right off the jump.
They've been dominating.
Really good, yeah.
We'll see. Maybe a McLaren can challenge, or Ferrari or Mercedes. It'll be fun.
Aston Martin.
Yep. Aston Martin's got some speed. The Aces, Big Dub, have made WNBA history by selling out their 2024 season tickets. Of course, the reigning WNBA champs. That is awesome.
Becky Hammon getting them
right
done
there.
Huh?
And a big dub to Cam Newton. He also welcomed in a baby girl over the course of this week. So there's Biggest L, Biggest Dub. Always do that here on a Friday. We love you. Thank you very much for some of the texts that came in. I know we're kind of up against it. And thank you to all the love and support from the Tolos for my baby girl as well. And the congratulations. We appreciate it, man. It's been a blessing. One of the greatest couple weeks that I've had of my life. It's been awesome. All right. Let's talk Mavs, shall we?
Shall.
Tim Cato of The Athletic. Thank goodness the Mavs got a victory over the Heat. How are we feeling about it? And Jason Kidd's future. We'll talk with Tim next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.